Welcome to a brand new episode of the Carefree and Black Diaries podcast. My name is Shakira and I am the host here. I am also the host of another podcast by the name of Black History Moments. If you are new here and you want to learn more about Black history, you should head over to that one and check out those episodes. I promise you will learn something that you did not know before. But here on Carefree and Black Diaries, we talk about different topics. We talk about pop culture, news, politics, and more. We try to stay abreast to what's going on. And at the end of the episode, we have our topic, which is where we just go through, you know, things that I've been thinking about, things that I want to share with you. And today's topic, you know, I usually don't tell you in the intro, but today's topic is entitled Nothing Even Matters. And it's based off the Lauryn Hill song. So just so you can get a feel for what we're going to be talking about later. But welcome. I welcome you to go ahead and subscribe. When you subscribe, you'll be notified every single time we have a brand new episode. And I don't know if you all watched the BET Awards recently, but Jasmine Sullivan gave a speech, right? And she said, "I know that I'm an artist who makes it very hard to support her because she's inconsistent with her, you know, releases." And I felt that. I'm no Jasmine Sullivan. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that I understand the sentiments. I feel like I make it very hard for you all to support the podcast because I haven't been releasing episodes consistently. And I do feel bad about it. I really do. But anyway, I thought about that and I wanted to share it with you. Let's get into our Carefree updates. If you are new here, the Carefree Updates is just the segment of the podcast where we talk about, you know, a few things that have been going on, whether it's music, socially, just different things. So the first thing that I want to talk about during our Carefree Updates is give a shout out to Zaila Avant-Garde. Zaila is the first Black American to win the Scripps National Spelling Bee contest. And let me tell you a little bit about Zaila, right? She is a basketball prodigy, and I'm not just saying that, like, they said it, you know, the people said it, that she is a basketball prodigy. She has won two Guinness Book of World Records, try to say that three times fast, for dribbling. You should see these videos of her dribbling basketballs. She wants to play in the WNBA one day, and I hope that she is able to see that dream through. And the amazing thing about her is that she is not playing small, if you know what I mean. So I feel like oftentimes Black women are told or taught or groomed to play small, right? Like, we are taught to downplay compliments. We are taught to not outshine the others. And the thing about Zaila is, I can tell that she was not raised like that, and I love it. Every interview she has done, she's been like, you know, yeah, my dream is basketball. The spelling bee was just hors d'oeuvres. Like, she said this. She was like, the spelling bee was just hors d'oeuvres. She just did it because she wanted to do it. It wasn't, like, something that she was actually dreaming about. And I was just like, girl, you better go. Like, I aspire to have that kind of confidence. And whenever they're interviewing her, like, one interview, she was like, yeah, I'm, like, pretty good at everything I do. And I'm just like, yes. That is how we need to raise our daughters, to have that kind of confidence about themselves and to not, you know, shy away from their greatness. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Zaila, who is the new Spelling Bee champ, okay, because she deserves it. Now, let's talk about some new music. Two new albums came out Friday. I believe it was Friday. One is by Mariah the Scientist and one is by Snow Allegra. So I might embarrass myself when I say this, but I did not know Mariah the Scientist was a singer. I thought she was a rapper. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe it was the cover of her last project that she put out. I don't know. I'm just going to stop there before I embarrass myself. But I thought she was a rapper. Did not know she was a singer. I love her. Okay. So if you want to check out some R&B kind of style, I do love the fact that she's experimenting with the sound and is not going through this very mainstream, you know, the mainstream music sound these days. It's hard to explain, but her name is Mariah the Scientist, and the name of her new project is Rai Rai World. Yes, check it out. And Snow Allegra put out Temporary Highs in the Violet Skies. It's nice. So I will say that I haven't had the chance to fully listen to it. I've listened to it, but in a way that, like, you know, cleaning your house kind of style, but I haven't listened to it in the car yet. Like, some of y'all know what I mean when I say it's a different experience to listen to something in the car. You just really get the full experience when you hear it in a car as opposed to in your house or, you know, through headphones. It's just different in the car. So tomorrow, on my way to work, I am going to listen to it in the car. I have no doubts. Everything I've heard so far has been great. So check out that Temporary Highs in the Violet Skies by Snow Allegra. Next, a new show is out. New in, it just started, but it is a reboot. And the name of that show is Gossip Girl. I am a Gossip Girl fan, okay? It may sound toxic, but I really, really loved Chuck and Blair during the first Gossip Girl. I was obsessed with the ending. And so they have rebooted it. I did watch the first episode. And I will say, how can I say this without spoiling anything? I'll say this. I'm curious about how they're going to have the show develop, because we know something in the first episode that if you watch the first Gossip Girl, we didn't find out until the end. You catch my drift? Hopefully you catch my drift. If you watch the first Gossip Girl, you know that we found out something that was very essential to the show near the end. Wink, wink. But in the new one, we find that out in the first episode. So I'm kind of like, if we know that already, like, how, like, where do we go from here? But I did enjoy it. It does have that same Gossip Girl feel and tone to it. So if you like the first one, I do think that you will like the reboot. And it's more diverse. Okay. We are here for diversity. There are still some things in the show that I wish I saw some people past a certain hue. I'll say that. But next, let's move on. Check out Gossip Girl. I think you'll like it if you enjoyed the first one. Moving on to another show that I was obsessed with, Lovecraft Country, that aired on HBO. They had one season that was the show with Journey Smollett and Jonathan Majors. Y'all, they canceled it. They canceled the show, yes. If you have not heard the news yet, I am sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but HBO decided not to bring back Lovecraft Country for a season 2. And I still am. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm trying to stay level here and not raise my voice. But I was so upset when the news broke that they were not bringing back Lovecraft Country for a season 2. I don't know how true it is, but I was reading some articles on The Hollywood Reporter and on Variety about how the actors had, like, actively cleared their schedules to prepare to film season 2. Misha Green, who was the creator of the show and writer, she is amazing. I love her. Misha, if you're listening, I would like to meet you one day. Anyway, she put up a post on Twitter and she had, like, a small, you know, image of where she was actually preparing for season 2. So I'm so disappointed. I feel like the show was amazing. number one, and I was excited to see where they went with it for season two, and to know that that is something I may never, you know, get to see. I'll always have to wonder. It's just very, very disappointing to me. But I will say that I've been thinking about, because I'm so disappointed in, like, them canceling it, I will say that I have been thinking about doing, like, a Lovecraft Country special here on the podcast. Something where maybe every Friday we have an episode that is tailored to one specific episode of Lovecraft. If you catch my drift, hopefully you do. So, like, I would rewatch the season and create an episode for each episode in the season, like a review, kind of going down memory lane kind of situation. I don't know. I think we may do that. It'll be fun, good for me to stretch myself out here on the podcast and also gradually give me something to come back with here. So let me know what you guys think about that. We might see what we can do with that. All right, so that is all I have for our Carefree updates. Let's have a break from our sponsor, and then we'll get back into our topic.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, before I get into any of this, first, let me say that the pandemic is not over. It doesn't matter that the CDC, who don't even get me started, but it doesn't matter that they're saying that you can go maskless now if you're vaccinated. It doesn't matter that the movie theaters are opening back up. It doesn't matter that Walmart may be on the verge of their 24-hour status, you know, going back to that. We are still in the middle of a global pandemic. There are different variants of COVID coming out, and I just want you all to be safe, and I want you to be healthy. You can, you know, go out, have your fun, but be smart about it, okay? Yes, I just want you to be safe, healthy, you know, enjoy yourself, but be smart. So I wanted to say that first and foremost before we got into anything else that we're talking about today. All right, on to the topic. I was scrolling on Twitter and I came across this tweet that asked, I wish I had screenshotted, but I didn't. But it was something along the lines of, do you keep a 5-year plan? And I was looking at the replies to the tweet, and someone responded and said, quote, with the year that we've had, I'm just glad to be here. And when I read that, I just could not agree more with the sentiments. Before I saw those tweets, I was struggling for like an entire week to create a deck for myself. And if you don't know what a deck is, it's like a document where you put information about yourself and what you do. For example, I made one in 2020 in regards to things that I wanted to accomplish. I can laugh at myself now. But I made one last year, and it had information about both of the podcasts, this one and also Black History Moments. It had information about my socials, not social security number, but my social media, and how much growth I wanted to see by the end of the year. And now that I think about it, it was pretty laughable. you know, here I was in December of 2019 sitting down and making this deck and feeling so hopeful about the coming year. And boom, 3 months later, it felt like the world just stopped. That deck was the last thing on my mind last year. I didn't care about socials. I didn't care about podcast growth. I didn't care about anything that I had previously allowed to fill so much of my mind and consume so much of my time pre-pandemic. Literally, the only thing I cared about during, you know, 2020, once we were on lockdown and everything, was making sure that my family and my friends were safe and healthy and that my community was good. We were not only dealing with COVID, but we were facing a reckoning between Black people, Black Americans, and the systems that we've been fighting for so long, for generations and decades. So here we are in the middle of a global pandemic and still had to go out and march and protest and organize because enough was enough. And also during that time, I got an email from the local shelter back home. And, you know, they were saying that they were running low on supplies. So I sent over like hundreds of toothbrushes, feminine care products, soap, deodorant, so much stuff. And like the cherry on top was that I was out of a job, y'all. Yes, my only source of income was this podcast during COVID. But even with all of that, there was something about that time that just flipped a switch inside of me. And now that we're about a year and a half removed from that, we're still facing those issues. Don't get me wrong. We're just a year and a half removed from 2020. But I mean, time-wise, you know, a year and a half has passed, and I found myself being just extremely disinterested with everything, for lack of better terms. You know, things that previously tickled my fancy don't anymore. Places I used to go don't give me the same excitement I once felt. And I sat down at the beginning of this year, 2021, and I tried to make a goal list for this year. And here we are in July, right? And I'm telling you about this. I tried to create a goal list and also create a deck for 2021. And I just could not bring myself to finish it. And, you know, I felt disappointed when I couldn't think of anything. Like, I sat down and I was like, okay, what do I want to accomplish this year? And I just could not think of anything that I actually felt mattered to me for my goals or for a deck. My goal list used to sound a little like, you know, hit 10,000 plays on the podcast or post 50 videos by the end of the year. And now all of that just sounds so unimportant. Like, it just does. And now when I think of goals, it's more like spend more time with your mom or have conversations with your dad or, you know, travel and go to this city that you've always wanted to go to. And don't get me wrong, it's not that I want to be like a ship without a sail, you know, blowing to and fro, like the song says, you know, just coasting out in the middle of nowhere with no rhyme or reason. But I do find myself having an awakening of sorts. And y'all, I'm telling you this now because I've just had to sit with my feelings on all of this and just try to think it through and figure out why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. And then if I even wanted to talk about it here on the podcast. So here we are. So back to this awakening. 2020, last year, and everything that came with 2020 really just put things into perspective for me. And it helped me realize what actually matters to me, for real, and what only mattered to me because it mattered to other people. So I felt like since it mattered to other people, it has to matter to me as well. So before 2020, I felt like all I had was time and that accomplishing goals would somehow give me the go-ahead or the permission to start living and enjoying things. You know, after I finish a script, I'll be happy. After I hit this many downloads, I'll feel accomplished. After I get this car, everything will come together. And it's just all so wrong. Like, it's just so wrong. I'm looking back now and I'm thinking about how counterintuitive all of it really was. And I hate that it took 2020, a pandemic, being out of a job, you know, just graduating from grad school and having no idea what was not, let alone going to happen with me, but going to happen with the world. I hate that it took all of that to realize that none of this even matters. Like Lauryn Hill said, which is what I'm going to end up titling this episode because it's so true, nothing even matters at all. Like, these clothes, they don't matter. I like clothes, don't get me wrong. I love clothes. I love, you know, looking nice. I love it. It makes me feel good, but it doesn't matter. Like, there's no value or any substance in that. The wigs and the frontals, it doesn't matter. These bags and purses, they don't matter. These cars, they don't matter. These titles and followers, none of this even matters. Like, and I really had to come to terms with all of these things. And I've been doing this long enough to know that there is going to be someone somewhere that is going to say, yes, it does. You need a car to get around, or something along those lines. And to that I say, you know exactly what I mean, genius. I'm not saying that these things don't matter in the physical sense. I need my purse to carry my wallet and my necessities. Yes. I need a car to get to work and make money to keep a roof over my head. Yes. But beyond those very surface level reasons, this stuff does not matter. To me, at least. And I just realized that. It was like a light bulb moment. It didn't matter what kind of car I drove last year when I couldn't drive it to go anywhere because everything was closed and locked down. That's what I mean by nothing even matters. So if you are like me and you feel like you're trying to get back into the swing of things, but there is just a disconnect, if you feel like that and you can't quite explain, you know, the feeling, or you feel like people don't understand, or you feel like your values and your viewpoint on the world and different things have changed and you feel like no one kind of grasps what's going on with you, just know that I am with you. I feel you and I see you. I don't think we can even fully comprehend what we've been through over the past year and a half. We really lived and are currently living through a pandemic. Like, we still are, regardless of what the CDC and these politicians are saying. As you can tell, I have beef with the CDC. But anyway, we stood on the front lines against police brutality. We pitched in to help our communities when the government denied funding and took their precious time with providing resources to us, the people who pay taxes. Like, we watched an insurrection just this year, live on television in 4K. A building collapsed in Miami this month, where over 100 people are still missing. It has been a lot. So, I say all of that to say that it's okay if some things may not excite you anymore, and it's okay that you have different priorities now. It's okay. You should. If you went through all that time and you didn't come out a little bit different, I would be side-eyeing you, you know, just saying. So be easy on yourself as you try to transition during this time. Be light and remember, you know, the things that you've discovered recently or over this time that actually take priority in your life now. Sow into those things and spend time with the things and the people that brought you peace and joy over this past year. And like I tell people that I come in contact with every single day, it's all good. It's all good. Like, that has become my motto, because it literally is always good. Like, even if you can't see past right now, what's happening right now, what feels bad right now, I always remember, it's all good. This too shall pass. Nothing is forever. So, it's all good, y'all. I just wanted to come and tell you all that. I know it was a short episode, but I hope that it was just enough for you to get something from it and know that you're not alone. Subscribe for more episodes. Stay black and carefree. And I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.